Good morning.
早上好。
It is a joy to be with you today.
非常高兴今天能和大家再在一起。
Allow me to begin with a story.
我开始给大家讲一个故事。
I heard of, there were three pastors who were in a very serious debate on what is the effective posture for prayer.
Posture.有这样一个故事，就是三个传道人在一起很严肃地在辩论，到底这个祷告的果效是什么呢？
One of the pastors said the most effective posture in prayer is to obviously close your eyes, bow your head, put your hands together. That's good.
其中一个传道人就说，你闭起低下头，闭起眼睛，然后双手一合，这就是祷告。
So that you don't get distracted with things around you.
然后不要被身外之物所吸引你的注意力。
The second pastor says, no, the proper posture is on your knees, that you are humbling yourself before God.
另一个传道人说，不对，祷告应该是你双膝跪下，然后在神面前有一个谦卑的态度。
Well, the third pastor said, well, you know, those are good, but the best posture, the most effective, is when you prostrate yourself on the ground as you pray.
第三个传道人说，对了，这两种方式也不错，但是其实最有效，祷告最有效的方式就是你跪下之后，脸伏于地，全身伏伏在地上，这样的祷告才最有效。
So as the three continued to debate, there was one person who can't have help overhearing their conversation. It was a telephone repairman.
在这三个人正在讨论的时候，有一个修电话的人听到了，无意中听到了他们的谈话。
He was up on a telephone pole, obviously fixing, and he came down. He says, "I think you're all wrong."
他从那个柱子上下来，就跟这三个传道人说：“你们说的都不对。”
The most effective posture in prayer is when you're hanging 50 feet up in the air by your leg and dangling from a telephone pole.
他说，他认为最有效的祷告姿势是不是他们所说的那三种，而是身处在高空中50英尺的那个电线杆子上面来修电话的时候的那个姿势。
He said that happened to me just not long ago, and I've been praying to God. You know, when that happened to me, I was praying out with all my heart to God.
他说，当我在工作的时候，在那个杆子上悬着的时候，我用我的全心在向神祷告。
When you are in, when you have nowhere, no one else to turn to, when you have nowhere else to go to.But God, I think you'll be in the right, you're not positioned to, that position is an effective place for you as you pray.
他说在那个高度的时候，没有任何人打搅他，没有任何事情能烦恼他，所以那个时候只有他和上帝在，他认为那个姿势是祷告最有效的一个姿势。
Maybe that's where some of you are right now, as you are so overloaded with work and you are just so much demand on you and maybe other pressures of life. You have nowhere else to turn to, no one else to talk to, but God, that's a good place to be.
所以现在大家都面临着学习的压力，还有最后期末考试，所有作业的最后期限。这个时候呢，没有人能够帮助你，那么应该去找一个合适的地方，然后和上帝来祷告。
I hope that as we continue to fix our eyes on the Lord, that we would hear from Him and that He would speak to us today.
我希望大家能够注目到我们的上帝身上，然后希望他今天的话语能够让我们有所得着。
Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight. Speak to Your servants. We are listening. Amen.
主啊，求你对我们说话，求你对我们这些仆人，主啊，讲述主你的言语，打开我们的心扉，主啊，让我们能真正领受你的话语，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
Amen. Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 22 is a familiar passage.
马可福音十章第十七节到二十二节这段经文对于我们来说都很熟悉。
It's the story of the rich young ruler.
这个故事是关于一个很富有的一个官员的一个故事。
Many times when we study this passage in Mark chapter 10, what comes to your mind?
当你每次看这段圣经的时候，你头脑里会想些什么呢？
For most, it talks about the danger of money, of greed, of selfishness.
我们大多数的人都会想到钱、贪婪，还有自私的那种危险。
Now we need to be warned of these, but I believe in this passage, our Lord is dealing with something much more deeper, much more fundamental.
当然我们需要小心这些方面，但是我相信这段经文其实主在谈论一个话题是更深刻，而且是更重要的一个话题。
And what our Lord is dealing with is the core of the problem itself, on why we are materialistic, why we are greedy, why we are selfish in the first place.
主在这里所谈论的其实是这个问题的那个核心实质的问题，也就是说，我们为什么会那么讲究物质，为什么会贪婪和自私。
You see, in the story, Jesus encountered someone who does everything right, or at least he thinks he does everything right.
在这个故事里，主耶稣遇到了这样一个年轻人，他自认为至少是他所做的一切事情都是对的。
And this person approached the Son of God with all the confidence of his perfection displayed before him.
这个年轻人呢，他来到耶稣基督的面前，神儿子面前。非常自信地向耶稣展示了他自己的完美。
Jesus' message to this person and to us is, you must repent.
这一段经文，耶稣告诉我们的中心的意思是说，你必须要悔改。
What is repentance?
什么是悔改呢？
Most of us probably would say, well, repentance is saying I'm sorry.
很多人都说，悔改就是说对不起。
You know, if you don't have children or you haven't help a child learn to say I'm sorry. You know, it's hard. It's not easy to teach a little one to say I'm sorry. I mean, not just verbally, but really mean it.
如果你没有孩子，你永远体会不到让一个小孩来说对不起是多么的难。我指的这个说对不起，不仅仅是嘴上，而是他心里真这么认为。
You know, I thought having two sons who are separated age-wise, I have a son who's 10 and one is 3. Oh, obviously they can't fight because they're...very wide age apart, they'll do their own thing. They won't, you know, fight each other. That's not true.
你知道我有两个儿子，他们年龄也是有一定差距的。他们有时候会因为一些事情来打仗。
And I have to teach them, the older one and the young one. You know, okay, make sure you say I'm sorry. We hurt each other and all those things. So it's still a learning process.
所以有时候他们发生这样的战争。这样的打架之后呢，我就会让他们彼此就说跟彼此说对不起，但是不容易。
Yes, repentance is saying I'm sorry.
当然这个悔改是有一方面是说对不起。
But that's talking about what happens when you repent.
但个这只是说在你真正悔改的时候发生的事。
It does not explain why we repent.
但是这并没有解释为什么我们要悔改。
And in this passage, our Lord would reveal the truth regarding repentance to this young man.
在这段经文中，耶稣基督揭示了，向这位年轻人揭示了悔改的真理。
And he began even at the very beginning of their conversation.
他从这个和年轻人对话一开始，他就开始接受。
Notice again in verse 17, a man ran up to him, that is the Lord Jesus, fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
注意看第七节，耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前问他，良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
What a polite, what a respectful way of greeting the master.
这个年轻人对这个主的这个问候是多么的有礼貌并且尊重啊。
But I have to surprise, I think the Lord Jesus' response was rather harsh.
但是我觉得耶稣好像他的回答，耶稣基督这时候的回答是很不客气的。
Remember what the Lord Jesus said in verse 18, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
十八节耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
I'm always baffled, like, Lord, I mean,He's being nice here, and I think you're a little bit too hard on him.
我就想，这个年轻人主啊，这个年轻人对你是那么的有礼貌，你怎么对他那么不客气呢？
But you have to understand, right here, our Lord is already teaching this person what is the essence of repentance.
在这里，请大家注意，其实耶稣正在教这个年轻人什么才是悔改的那个精髓和实质。
You see, repentance begins when we know deep in our hearts that only God is good.
当我们只有认识到，在我们的心里深深地认识到，只有上帝一位才是良善的时候，我们这个悔改才真正开始。
There is none like him, and none should pretend to be like him.
再也没有任何像他一样，而且任何人都不应该假装像他。
Only God is high and exalted.
只有上帝才是至高至上的。
He alone is holy.
只有他自己才是圣洁的。
There is none like him.
没有人像他一样。
Several years ago, I attended a men's conference. It was held at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
几年以前，我在洛杉矶纪念体育场参加了一个男性会议。
And it's held at the LA Memorial Coliseum has the distinction of being the only place on earth that has hosted the Olympics twice, in 1932 and in 1984.
And 这个洛杉矶体育馆是很有名的，因为它曾经有史以来举行了两次奥林匹克运动赛，一次是在1932年，另外一次是在
84. It's a huge place.
这个体育馆非常非常大。
And there are over 50,000 men, this is a men's conference, gathered together for this conference.
当时这个会议是有超过五万位男性参加。
The most memorable event or moment for me in this conference was when we were led to say antiphonally, that is, one to another, the words from Isaiah chapter 6.
在这个会议当中最难忘的一个时刻就是说，当我们在对彼此说以赛亚六章的神的话语的时候，
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Imagine 50,000 men saying to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.
想象一下，当有五万人在同时对彼此说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地的时候，
Something powerful began to work.
那个大能的圣灵就开始做工。
As that continues on, you look around. There was no one who remained seated at that time.
当你看周围的时候，没有人在座位上在坐着了。
Many of the men were on their knees.
大部分的人现在都双膝跪下。
Others were down crying.
还有一些人就伏伏在地在痛哭。
All of us were calling out to God.
我们所有的人都在向上帝呼求。
What happened?
到底为什么会发生这样的事情呢？
You see, when we understand or begin to understand the depth and the reality of the holiness of God, not only does that reveal who God is, it exposes who we really are.
当我们真正很清楚的、很实际，而且深深的知道、明白上帝的圣洁的时候，我们不仅知道上帝的本性，同时也对我们自己的本性有了一定的认识。
God alone is good.
只有上帝才是良善的。
And in light of His holiness and goodness, we clearly see our wickedness and our unrighteousness.
当我们被照耀在他圣洁和良善的大光中的时候，我们就看到了自己罪的邪恶。
Understanding the holiness of God is the beginning of the path to repentance.
真正明白上帝的圣洁，理解他的圣洁，才是悔改之路的开端。
When we see the holiness of God, we also see the evil of our sin.
当我们看到上帝的圣洁的时候，我们就看到了我们罪的邪恶。
But let me ask you this. Did this young man in Mark chapter 10 hear Jesus' statement that only God is good?
你觉得在马可福音第十节里谈到这个年轻人，他是否真正的理解耶稣说的只有上帝是良善的这句话的意思呢？
As we will find out, he didn't.
我们发现他并没有理解。
And because of that, neither did he see the reality and the evil of his own sinfulness.
正因为如此，他根本看不到自己罪的那个真实性和罪的那个邪恶。
Now what happened next?
所以下面发生什么呢？
Seemed to be a strange and even ridiculous conversation between Jesus and this young man.
下面发生的事情好像是一个非常在耶稣和这个年轻人之间有一段非常奇怪和可笑的对话。
This young man asked a question that's just absolutely crazy.
这个年轻人问的这个问题啊是很不可思议的。
He said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
他说，我当做什么事才可以继承永生？
What can he do to inherit eternal life?
他能做什么才可以继承永生呢？
Now we all know you don't do anything to inherit something.
我们知道我们其实不用做任何事来继承东西。
You inherit what you inherit is the consequence of your birth and what someone else has done.
你继承了什么东西是因为你的出生就是你的身份和你和其他那个其另外一个人所做的事。
And this is an important spiritual truth as well.
这是一个非常重要的属灵真理。
We inherit eternal life as a consequence or the result of a new birth and what someone else have done for us.
我们之所以能够继承永生是因为我们有一个新的生命新生并且是那一位为我们所做的。
Even though it's a crazy question, our Lord answered it anyway.
尽管这个问题是很荒谬的但是、主仍然回答了他的问题。
But it's an answer that's equally disturbing and kind of confusing.
但是耶稣基督的回答也是很令人困惑和不解的。
Look at me at verse 19.
我们看一下第十九节。
He said, you know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, do honor your father and mother.
耶稣说诫命你是晓得的不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可作假见证不可亏负人当孝敬父母。
Now be honest now. When you read what Jesus said, what did you think?
说实话，当你看到这个耶稣基督的回答的时候，你在想些什么？
When I read this, I think the first thing comes. I think Jesus need to comes to BSOP.
我听到我读到这一段的时候，我想耶稣应该去，来到耶稣应该来到非圣学习。
I think his theology is a little bit off.
我觉得他的神学观点不对。
Because what Jesus seems to be saying is that we can get to heaven through good works.
因为耶稣好像是说我们通过我们自己好的行为就可以得到救恩。
What do you do to inherit eternal life? Be really good.
你怎么才能继承永生呢？那么好好的做吧。
Now we have to pause here for a second.
那我们需要在这里停留几秒钟来想一想。
Does our Lord really think that what we do will gain our salvation?
我们的主真的认为通过我们自己好的行为就能够得到救恩吗？
The answer is actually in this passage as well.
其实答案也在这段经文当中。
Look with me at the beginning of verse 17.
我们看一下这段经文最开始17节。
Don't miss this important introduction.
千万不要忽略了这个非常重要的开始。
It says, as Jesus started on his way.
开始说耶稣出来行路的时候。
Where is Jesus going?
耶稣正准备去哪儿呢？
What that way leads to what?
他要去哪儿呢？我们要想一想。
Now we don't have to guess.
我们不必猜测。
If you look further down in verses 33, 34, Jesus made it plainly clear.
如果我们往下看到33节、34节的时候，耶稣说得很明白。
Our Lord said, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death. They will hand him over to the Gentiles who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise."
下面说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
So does Jesus think that what we do will gain us salvation?
所以你真的认为耶稣想我们自己做事可以得到这个救恩吗？
No.
根本不是的。
He knows it is what he must do.
他知道这个救恩需要他必须要来做一些事。
He knows it is where he is going.
而且他知道他要去往哪里。
He knows what must be done.
他知道他要成就什么样的事。
We need to understand that what our Lord is doing here with this young man. We need to understand what our Lord is doing here with this young man.
我们必须要明白，就是在这段对话当中，耶稣在做些什么。
He is not taking him down a path of salvation.
他并没有把这个年轻人带到救恩的这条路上。
Instead, he is taking him down a path of revelation.
他其实把这个年轻人带到那个启示的路上。
Our Lord is revealing to this young man himself.
他启示这个年轻人他自己。
If we could put the emphasis on our Lord's word, I think this is what he is trying to tell him.
如果我们要强调一下耶稣所说的话，这就是他要说的。
Oh, do you want to know what you can do to inherit eternal life? Is that what you want to know?
你想知道你能做什么，能承受救恩吗？
Is the question what you can do?
这个救恩是你能做的，你能得到的吗？
If that is your question, then do everything.
那么这个回答就是你要做所有的事。
Keep all the law, keep all the commandments.
如果是这样，你就要守所有的律法，守所有的诫命。
If it's a question of what you must do, then be perfect.
如果这个问题是你必须做什么的问题，那么你就必须要完美无缺。
Do you think this young man understood what Jesus was saying?
你觉得这个年轻人明白耶稣说的话了吗？
Jesus was in effect saying, keep all the commandments.
在耶稣说要守所有的诫命的时候，
To which the young man answered, Teacher, all of this I have kept since I was a boy.
这个年轻人回答说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Now I find it fascinating because notice what Jesus said just a few verses earlier about only God is good. Remember?
我觉得这个回答很有趣，记得吗？耶稣刚刚说只有上帝是良善的。
Do you know what this young man was in effect saying?
你知道这个年轻人其实在说什么吗？
Me too.
我也一样。
I'm good too as God is good.
上帝是良善的，我也像上帝一样良善。
And do you know what this young man just did?
你知道这个年轻人做了什么吗？
He gave himself the stature and the status of God.
他把自己放到了与上帝同等的地位和高度。
I am perfect as God is perfect.
我像上帝一样完美。
It is clear he doesn't see his own sin.
显而易见，他根本没有看清楚自己的罪。
Therefore, he doesn't see his need of a savior.
因此，他也不知道他需要一位救主。
Repentance means you recognize that all is not right with you.
悔改就是什么呢？就是你认识到你所做的一切都不对，在你没有对的。
And repentance also means you recognize that there's nothing you can do to make things right.
悔改就是说你认识到你不能做任何事能让事情变得对。
One of my favorite preachers is a pastor whose name is Brian Chappell.
我最喜欢的讲道人之一就是柴佩尔。
I remember coming across one of his writings on repentance, and I was so convicted with what he said.
当我看到他写了一段关于悔改的话之后，我觉得他说的十分对。
Let me just share what he has to say about repentance.
我和大家分享一下。
He said, "Do you truly believe that your sin requires the blood of the Son of God?"
他说，你真的认为你的罪需要神儿子的血吗？
And that he died as your substitute because your righteousness will never be enough.
你真的相信他替你死，是因为你的义永远不够吗？
His blood.Paid your price.
他的血替你付了代价。
And apart from his work on your behalf, you are deserving of hell.
如果不是他替你所做的一切，你就应该下地狱。
Until we come to that realization, we have not recognized the holiness of God nor the wonder of his work on our behalf.
直到我们有了这样的认识，我们才能够认识到神的圣洁和他替我们所做的救赎工作的奇妙。
Now what he said next is what convicted me.
下面他说的话更让我觉得确信不疑。
He goes on to say that we have to recognize that we have not come to the point that we are truly repentant until we say to ourselves, I am the greatest sinner I know.
他说，如果你自己没有认识到我就是我所知道的最大最坏的那个罪人的时候，你就不可能有真正的悔改。
I am the greatest sinner I know. Not that person over there. Not that person who betrayed me. Not that person who wronged me. I am the greatest sinner I know.
我才是我所知道的最大的最恶的那个罪人，并不是别人，并不是欺骗我的人和背叛我的人。
I don't mean that I've committed the greatest crime that I know.
我所说这个最坏最恶的这个罪人，并不是指我犯了什么刑事犯罪。
But that my sin is so great that Jesus had to die for me so that I would, or else I would know the fires of hell.
我的意思是说我的罪是那么的大，那么的恶，所以耶稣必须为我死，才能免去我经历地狱的火。
It is not our good that makes us right before God.
不是说我们的好，我们所做的好的行为才能够在神面前称义。
It is what Jesus had done that makes me right with God.
我们在上帝面前称义，是因为耶稣基督为我们所做的。
But this young man does not see his sin.
但是这个年轻人似乎根本没有看到他有罪。
So our Lord has to confront him in a different way.
所以我们的主耶稣用换了一种方式来挑战他。
Would you look at our last two verses this morning, verse 21-22?
我们看一下最后两节经文。
It says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth.
耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
Now many would read this as I say, aha, that's the problem. He was rich.
当你读到这儿的时候，你可能会想，哦，原来是这样。他的原因问题所在就是因为他很富有。
But we have to be clear, having wealth in itself is not sin.
但是我们必须要弄清楚，富有本身并不是罪。
We read in the Bible many who are blessed with wealth and used it for God's glory.
我们看到圣经上有很多人都是被上帝祝福变得富有，而且为上帝的荣耀而使用这些财富。
So wealth in itself is not an automatic sin.
所以富有并不本身，财富并不是罪。
Rather, it was this young man's dependence, not just on wealth, but on his accomplishments.
问题是在于什么呢？这个年轻人他对这个不仅对财富的依靠，而且对自己成就的依靠。
This young man's strength, his security is on what he can do, whether it be moral or material.
这个年轻人的力量呢和安全感呢，他是建立在他所能做的事情上，不管是道德的还是物质方面。
So our Lord is telling him, let go of these.
所以耶稣说，把这些都放手，放开。
Let go of everything you depend on.
放开任何事物，放开任何你所依靠的事。
And after you've done so, come follow me.
在你做了这些之后，来跟从我。
Now let me ask you this. If this young man did what Jesus said, what will that path lead him? If this young man said, yes, Lord, I'll do what you say, what will happen?
所以这个年轻人是否能理解耶稣基督所说的要领他走那条路呢？
We know what will happen, right?
我们知道发生了什么。
First, it will lead them through the palm branches where crowds are cheering, Hosanna to the Son of David.
耶稣基督要让他跟从他，首先就是说他进耶路撒冷城的时候有那人欢呼欢迎耶稣基督。
And later it will lead to a crowd that's jeering, Crucify him! Crucify him!
紧接着会经历钉死他，钉死他的这样的
场景。Then our Lord will die on the cross.
然后耶稣基督会死在十字架上。
In repentance, we recognize all is not right with us.
在悔改中，其实我们要认识到，我们自己根本就没有对的。
In repentance, we also recognize there's nothing we can do to make it right.
而且我们要认识到，我们自己不是说我们能做什么才能让事情变得正确。
And finally, repentance, we recognize only what Jesus did can make things right.
悔改其实就是我们要认识到，只有耶稣基督所做的才能让事情变得对。
It's the recognition that my righteousness cannot fix this, only God's grace can.
也就是说，我们要认识到我们的义根本就不能使这一切变得对改变，而只有上帝的恩典才能够改变一切。
But I'm afraid we're most of us, if not all of us, are very much like this young man.
其实我很担心，我们中的大多数人都很像这个年轻人。
Because even when we think of repentance, we think of it as a what? Doing something for God.
当我们想到悔改的时候，我们多数想到的就是我们能为上帝做什么。
When confronted with sin, what do we do?
当我们面对罪的时候，我们会做什么呢？
Okay, God, what do you want me to do?
我们会问上帝，好吧，上帝，我需要做什么呢？
You want me to repent?
你想让我来悔改吗？
Okay, I'll get down on my knees.
好的，我跪下来。
Okay, I'll pray more.
好的，我祷告会更多。
I'll pray longer.
我祷告时间会更长。
I'll feel really, really, really bad about myself.
我真的感到我非常非常的坏。
Surely God will appreciate that.
上帝真的是很 赞许这样的方式吗？
And then he'll forgive me.
上帝会原谅我。
But that's not repentance.
但是那不是悔改。
To repent is not to replace one kind of work with another kind of work.
悔改并不是用另一种工作、另一种行为来代替这一种行为。
Repentance is to empty yourself.
悔改就是倒空你自己。
It is to say, Lord, I can't make things right.
就是说主啊我不能让事情变好变对
I need you
我需要你
Repentance is not much about doing as it is about depending
悔改并不是说你做多少而是你要依靠
Isaiah 30 verse 15 reminds us In repentance and rest is your salvation In quietness and trust is your strength
以赛亚书30章15节提醒我们说你的救恩是在悔改和安息中，你的力量是在安静和信任中。
Repentance is not so much an action. It may involve an action, but it's not so much an action as it is a surrender, an openness to the work of God.
悔改并不是说你要做什么，当然这里也需要做一些，但是并不是主要关于你要做什么，而是关于你要向上帝的工作来降服，并且向他的工作敞开。
Remember what?David said in Psalm 51,
记得诗篇51篇中大卫说什么吗?
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
神啊,求你为我造清洁的心,使我里面有,重新有正直的灵。
Only you can do that, God, I can't.
只有主你能做成,而我不行。
Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me.
不要丢弃我,使我离开你的面,不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Without you, God, I'm hopeless.
神啊,如果没有你,我是毫无指望的。
And then he ends by saying, Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
然后他说,求你使我仍得救恩之乐,赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
In effect, what David is saying, that's what I want, that's what I truly need.
大卫所做的这个诗其实就是说我所需要什么，这才是我真正需要的。
Not long ago, I went to visit a friend of mine who had a major surgery and was confined at the Chinese General Hospital.
不久之前我去医院探访了一位刚动过大手术的一位朋友，他住在华人综合医院。
When I walked into his room, I was shocked with what I've seen.
当我走进他的这个病房的时候，我被眼前的情景惊呆了。
This friend of mine is in his early 40s. He's strong, athletic. You know, I think he did a triathlon. You know, one of the hardest sports event. But what I see in that room was an incredibly weak and feeble man.
这个朋友呢，其实他40岁刚出头，身体特别的强壮，以前是做很多很剧烈的运动，但是当我走进病房，看到这个时候的他是非常孱弱和虚弱的。
He couldn't even stand up on his own.
他甚至自己都站不起来了。
Every step he takes was with great pain.
每走一步他都痛苦异常。
And he needs to hold on to someone tightly if he wants to go to the bathroom.
如果他想去卫生间的话，他都得紧紧抓住别人才能去。
In this most helpless condition, he is totally, completely dependent.
就在这种毫无希望，最无助的这种情况下，他就完全的成为了一个有依赖性的人。
Until we see ourselves like that in relation to God, we would not come to him in the spirit that he desires.
当我们和上帝的关系，如果不看我们是处在他这种情况的最无助、需要依赖的时候，我们就没有真正的悔改。
I love Mark chapter 10 verse 21.
我非常喜爱马可福音第十章的二十一节。
Did you notice something that is so unique in this whole story?
这二十一节里揭示了一个非常特别的一点。
I hope you know what I'm talking about.
我希望你知道我要说什么。
If not, let me explain.
希望不要误解。
Even with all the arrogance, the pride, the self-righteousness of this young man, we are told what? That Jesus looked at him and loved him.
尽管这个年轻人又自大又骄傲，而且还自义，但是耶稣仍然看着他，并且爱他。
You know what that tells me?
你知道我从这个 这儿得到了什么吗？
It tells me that our Lord Jesus can see us and through us with all of our sinfulness and wickedness, and He still loves us.
这段就是说，其实耶稣基督他知道我们每一个人，知道我们的罪恶的本性，他认识我们，但是他仍然爱我们。
We need to hear that. I need to hear that.
你们需要理解这个，我也需要。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I think even here in seminary, even among us who have decided to give our life for full-time ministry, many of us, many times our thinking is flawed. It's wrong. Our thinking about God is not right.
当我们来到这个学校来学习的时候呢，我们就是要把我们的生命全部奉献给上帝，来做全职侍奉。
We would say something like, well, if God only knew what I've done today, or what I've been doing, or that how messed up my life is, how I'm still struggling with this and that, we would say something like that.
我们就对自己要求就是要好，要圣洁，然后呢，我们但是又会犯罪，同时发现我们自己的罪，我们就会说，如果上帝知道我有罪的话，如果上帝知道我不好的话，如果上帝知道我生活是一团糟的话。
Wait a minute. He does. He does see you in all of your imperfection and wickedness and even in your struggles.
现在就等一等，你不要再继续想，其实耶稣基督知道你我，他知道一切，知道我们的不完美和脆弱。
Yet he still loves you and me.
但是他依然爱你。
And he's still waiting for us.
他依然在等待着我们。
He wants us to stop running away from him.
他想要的就是不要让我们要让我们不再逃离他。
Stop trying to make it up to him.
让我们信任他。
Stop holding on to what it is that we are depending on.
不要让我们在他面前装模作样，假装完美。
In effect, he's asking us to let go so we could instead hold on to him.
而且要放开你所依靠的一切。
Only Jesus can make things right.
所以要紧紧的依靠上帝，抓住他，而且只有耶稣基督才能使所有的事情变得正确。
What happens if you do repent?
如果你真的悔改的话，会发生什么事呢？
What happens when you recognize that all is not right with you?
当你认识到你的生活中并不是你所有做的都不对的时候。
What happens when you recognize that there's nothing you can do to make things right?
当你发现你所做的一切不能使事情变正确的时候，会发生什么呢？
What happens when you recognize and depend on Jesus to work things out?
当你认识到必须依靠耶稣基督所做的事情才能使事情正确的时候。
The psalmist tells us then there will be joy.
当这些时候会发生什么呢？
Remember the young man in Mark chapter 10?
记得马可福音第十节里这个年轻人吗？
What happened to him?
对于他来说发生了什么呢？
We're told that he went away sad.
我们看到他听了这话脸上就变了色。
Why is he sad?
而且很忧愁，为什么他忧愁呢？
He still has his wealth.
他仍然有他的钱也没丢。
But he doesn't have Jesus.
但是他没有耶稣。
Allow me to quote in closing Pastor Brian Chapel.
我现在以
Quote Brian Chapel.
我现在以柴佩尔的这个话来作为结束。
He said, "When repentance runs its course."
他说，当悔改按正常的轨道进行的时候。
When it is ripe.
当它成熟的时候。
It results to joy.
它会结出喜乐的果实。
I am with my Savior.
我与我的救主在一起。
He walks with me, and I with him.
他与我同行，我与他同在。
He knows the worst about me, and he still loves me.
他知道我最糟糕的一面，但却仍然爱我。
This is my God, and he calls me his own.
这就是我的神，他呼召我成为他自己的。
This is joy.
这就是喜乐。
When God calls us to repentance, He makes us face the evil of our sin.
当上帝呼召我们来悔改的时候，他让我们面对我们自己罪的邪恶。
He helps us see the reality of the cross.
他让我们看到十字架的真实。
and the goodness of the blood.
让我们看到耶稣基督血的宝贵和
良善。And then he tells us, I have made you well.
然后他告诉我们，是我来让你成为美好良善的。
And if God has made me well, then he has made me glad.
如果上帝让我成为良善的话，那么他也会让我喜乐。
I don't know if you know this song, but I sing this when I do my devotion time to time. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
哎，这首歌就是我在灵修的时候经常用的一首歌，歌词大意就是说他使我喜乐，他使我喜乐，我喜乐是因为他为我所做的一切使我喜乐。
That is the song of the repentant.
这就是一首悔改之歌。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we come. I pray, O God, with a sense of heaviness of our heart, as we realize we cannot hide from you. We come.Lay bare before you, nothing to hide, nothing to claim, nothing deserving before your presence. But Lord, that is the right position to be in, to recognize, God, that we are nothing in ourselves. That's why we are so completely dependent on you. And we thank you for our Lord Jesus and what he has done for us. Oh God, I pray that we may lean on you and say, Lord, you areWhat I need, you are all that I need, and we live our life on your grace and your grace alone. Make that our joy today. Make that our joy of our ministry. Make that the joy, make that the message of joy that we share with those that we come in contact with. For you have pleased to reveal this to us and bless us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.